Right now, we're joined by Jason Beck. Always great catching up with Jason when the Rangers play the Tigers. Jason, the Tigers beat writer from MLB.com. Jason, good evening. Thanks for your time again. How are you?
Oh, you know, just just a busy little Tuesday here in Tigerland.
Yes, indeed. Our old friend Ian Kinsler making some news, and I was wondering when we were going to hear some comments from Ian about old Angel Hernandez and the ejection last night. And Ian did not hold back today, did he, Jason?
Nope. Over the course of what basically amounted to a 20-minute conversation with reporters, he suggested that Angel needed to reevaluate his career choice, said that he had told Angel that he needed to reevaluate some life decisions. He supported an evaluation system for umpires to make them more accountable. He said that Angel Hernandez was blatantly missing pitches, but when we asked him if he meant that he was missing them on purpose, Kinsler said, no, I just think he's that bad.
I would imagine this isn't going to fly over too well with Major League Baseball. Is he going to get a nice little envelope from them asking for a little donation?
Well, the conversation started when we had asked him if he had heard from Major League Baseball yet. He said he had not. He figures he's going to hear from them now.
Yes.
But he basically said at this point he doesn't care and it doesn't matter. He just wants it out there.
The thing is, I mean, there's going to be a line of support for him because there are so many people, so many players that think Angel Hernandez is just a bad umpire. And if you were watching the game last night, you saw that first pitch that was called a strike to Ian in the fifth inning, clearly was a ball. You know, do you think this could start something towards, you know, umpires being held more accountable?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'll be curious to see. Ian suggested that it had been a point of contention among the players for a while, that they had brought up that they wanted some sort of system to make umpires held accountable the same way players are held accountable. And that, you know, if you have an umpire performing badly like a player does, that he gets sent down or he gets benched or disciplined somehow. And I know it's a sensitive topic, especially with Hernandez, who, if I remember right, is still suing Major League Baseball because he has not gotten postseason assignment. And Kinsler was aware of that, and he didn't hold back anyways. I think it'll get the conversation going. I know he is definitely not the only player in that clubhouse who feels that way about him. It'll be curious to see if other players pipe up about the situation. But leave it to Kinsler to make headlines on a day when we had plenty of other stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. With Justin Verlander going today. Did Brad Ausmus have any comments about, you know, because he was also ejected last night, I'm sure, standing up for Ian after he got tossed. Did Ausmus say anything?
He didn't want to say anything on the record.
Smart.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that'll save him having to write out a check as well. And I'm just trying to think of another way to go about this when it comes to, you know, the umpires, because Ian Kinsler, I think he's every player's had some kind of issue, it seems like, with Angel Hernandez in the past. Tonight, Angel Hernandez will be over there, the third base umpire tonight, right in front of the Tigers dugout. Do you imagine there could be any kind of a conversations going on between the Tigers dugout and Angel Hernandez in tonight's game?
I don't know. I mean, I'll certainly be on the lookout to see if there is. I know in the past there have been situations with different umpires where you were sure some sort of history would carry over the next day and then nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I cover a team that had a perfect game basically ruined because of a missed call. And nothing came of anything that, you know, there was a bond between an umpire and the player that came out of it. So it's hard to tell with these things. It'll be very interesting to see how that goes. I'd still be surprised, but I wouldn't be shocked, I guess is one way of putting it. But then again, it's some guys have a history. I remember maybe like 12 years ago, I think the one time I really saw Pudge like just out and out blow up at an umpire, it was at Angel. And I believe he was behind home plate for that game. And he went at it and had to be separated. And Kinsler said today that he had an issue with Angel his rookie season when he said Angel accused him of getting into his line of sight and that Angel chewed him out when all he was doing was fielding a ground ball and shoving it over to first and then running to the dugout.
Yeah, it's amazing. Angel Hernandez, and that's why, as you said earlier, I'm glad you brought up the lawsuit he's bringing that I think is still pending out there. And when I read that, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. Because everybody that follows the game of baseball closely knows that Angel Hernandez, he ain't a great umpire. And when you're complaining about you're not getting postseason starts because of discrimination, no, it's because you're not a very good umpire. So, again, Ian Kinsler with some very strong comments today, and we'll see how the league responds to that. Originally, Jason, I was going to have you on to talk about Justin Verlander and all the trade rumors that are going around. We got a couple minutes left here. Report today saying the Tigers and Astros still maybe trying to work something out because Justin has cleared waivers. Do you anticipate anything happening here in the next couple of weeks, or do you anticipate Justin Verlander being a Tiger for the rest of the season? Then we'll see what happens come off season. What are you hearing?
I've been in the camp really since late July of while there's been a lot of buzz around Verlander and while teams might be interested still, including the Astros, I'm still at a point where I'll believe it when I see it just because the contract is such an obstacle to getting something done, especially when it comes to a team like the Astros. I think if we were looking at the Cubs or the Dodgers or teams that have done big deals with their own players before, it's a different scenario, but the Astros don't have that type of history as a team, at least under this current group. And while the two sides talked last week, there's been nothing recently from what I've been led to believe. And I don't know if something's going to come up. The impression I get talking around with people who are tracking the Tigers, and I wrote this in my piece today, is that the Tigers would like to get something done now rather than wait till the offseason, and that there might be some momentum that way. But I don't necessarily get the impression that they're willing to eat a ton of money to do it. And they still want top prospects back because they view a Verlander deal as being the type of deal that could help them jumpstart their farm system again. They've been able to accumulate some middle infield prospects and a couple of corner infield guys with the J.D. Martinez and the Justin Wilson trades, but they still need depth. They still need top talent, and I think they view Verlander as their avenue to get there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to get traded before August 31st. I mean, when a guy's due $28 million in each of the next two seasons, Tigers asking a lot back in return for him and when it comes to prospects, not wanting to eat a lot of money as well. And, of course, the Astros, a team that holds on to prospects like they're gold. I'm not sure if a match will be made. But one thing we can say, Jason, all these trade rumors and trade talk, it hasn't impacted Justin Verlander. He's probably throwing the ball as well as he has probably since last year when he won the Cy Young, right?
Yes.
Or should have won the Cy Young, I should say.
Right, yeah, he finished second in a close vote. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I shouldn't be surprised because I think in my years of covering Tigers, Verlander might be the most focused player I've covered. But I think with all the buzz and with the lingering buzz on him, it's still impressive to see the way he stepped up over the last four or five starts. It really has been because it feels like every 5 days we're going into one of his starts asking, is this his last start as a Tiger? Okay, is this his latest last start as a Tiger? It just never seems to end. And each time he steps up and just delivers. And it's been impressive to watch the way he's brought his game together. He said about a month ago that he looked over video and saw something from watching video of his 2011 season that he felt like he had gotten away from, that he felt like he can incorporate even being an older pitcher. And he wouldn't get into the details, but whatever it is, it really seems to have made a difference with him. I mean, you see the fastball with jump on it again. You know, he gets up in those upper 90s, 98, 99 mile an hour fastballs late in games, kind of like he did back in those earlier years. But he's gotten the bite back on his slider, which has become an increasingly important pitch for him.
He's been great. Last seven starts, ERA of 1.91. Last time out against the Pirates, eight shutout innings, gave up just a one base hit. He's been pitching really, really well. And again, would be a huge boost to the Astros in that starting rotation that could use it. But again, a lot of complications to get through, the money, the whole no trade clause as well that Justin Verlander has earned. So we'll see what happens here in the next 16 days. And Jason, thanks so much. I know it was a very busy afternoon and early evening for you. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Have a great night.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.